NewsSource 1 Michiana. News and headlines the way you want in the morning. This is News to Go, your morning show focusing on the top stories from various news outlets. Also available via Anchor podcast app.
News Nation this hour, I'm James Sears. Another decision could come as early as today on more COVID vaccine boosters. An FDA advisory committee will vote on approving a second shot from Johnson & Johnson. Yesterday, the panel recommended a half dose from Moderna for seniors and those at high risk. UIC infectious disease specialist Dr. Richard Novak.
It definitely will boost the immunity. The results of the study show very clearly their antibody levels go up substantially.
The FDA will weigh the recommendation before making a final decision. Then next week, the CDC will convene the panel to discuss. The CDC director would ultimately sign off. Chicago City workers will have to report their vaccination status today, or else they'll be placed on no-pay status. The Fraternal Order of Police, which represents more than 8,000 rank-and-file officers, is urging its members to defy the vaccine mandate.
Push the deadline back, or deal with a city that is going to have, I guarantee you, at least half the department staying home come Saturday morning.
Chicago's mayor remains adamant, saying the vaccine mandate is one of the city's best tools to end the pandemic. Former President Bill Clinton is on the mend from a urological infection. He was admitted to a California hospital on Tuesday and is said to be in good spirits. He was in the L.A. area for private events related to his charitable organization. President Biden is keeping the nation from going into default on Monday. He signed a bill to raise the borrowing limit so the government can continue paying its bills. But this is only a short-term extension. Lawmakers must still address funding by December 3rd. Defying a congressional subpoena could mean criminal contempt charges for former White House aide Steve Bannon. News Nation White House correspondent Allison Harris with more.
Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon told the January 6th committee he would not show up for his deposition. Now he's followed through on that. The chair of the investigation, Benny Thompson, saying in a statement that Bannon is, quote, hiding behind the former president's insufficient, blanket, and vague statements. Bannon alleging that Mr. Trump and his allies are covered by executive privilege.
The committee is set to vote to recommend contempt charges next Tuesday. If passed, it would then go to the full House. And California is the first state in the nation to allow adult residents to include their parents on their health insurance policies. Parents must be at least 50% dependent on their children to qualify. Find News Nation on your cable or satellite provider and stay up to date around the clock at NewsNationNow.com and on the News Nation Now app. I'm James Sears.
Weekend weather. Friday. Showers. Mainly before 1 p.m., patchy fog before 8 a.m., high near 64. Northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and half of an inch possible. Friday night. Showers, mainly before 5 a.m., low around 47. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 80%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. Saturday. A 30% chance of showers before 8 a.m., partly sunny, with a high near 57. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday night. Partly cloudy, with a low around 43. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday. Sunny, with a high near 63. Sunday night. Clear, with a low around 44. Monday. Sunny, with a high near 67.
News Source 1 Michiana is still your station for happy and whole in him and school and community. News from Sylvia Stark. Michiana racing coverage still expounds with Ron Barash, and we give a hearty station welcome to Fred Webster, who will cover Plymouth and Rochester news. More is coming next.
From the Black Information Network,
this is the BIN Daily Update.
I'm Vanessa Tyler.
And I'm Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Jelani Day's killer is still walking free, so say members of his Omega Psi Phi fraternity, who started a petition demanding federal and state authorities take over the investigation from the small Bloomington, Illinois Police Department. The Illinois State grad student was first missing from campus, then found floating in the Illinois River. His mother recently telling ABC News she needs answers.
Whatever it takes to find out what happened to him, that's what I want them to do. I want them to use their tools and their resources so that we can find out what happened to Jelani, because he did not disappear in midair.
His mother says there's no question her son was murdered.
Outrage is growing over how a white juvenile judge reportedly unlawfully jailed black Tennessee children in the juvenile justice system. Now, Middle Tennessee State University has just cut ties with Judge Donna Scott Davenport. She taught a course there on juvenile justice. A ProPublica and Nashville Public Radio investigation found 11 children were illegally arrested and jailed for years. The case was settled with a class action lawsuit for $11 million. Still, reaction is coming in, with comments calling the judge's actions barbaric and un-American. The judge has not publicly responded.
And why is it because I'm a white guy?
A white Texas teacher not only said the N-word, teacher Norman Grunick was caught on video asking high school students at Klein Collins High, why isn't there a white history month, talking about what the Irish went through, adding, is it because he is white and it's white privilege? Grunick, who was a theater arts teacher, has resigned.
Blacks would rather quit. A report in The Independent finds 4 in 10 African-American employees have resigned from their jobs, citing a lack of workplace diversity and inclusion. And 3 in 10 black employees say they feel discriminated against by their employer. Savanta's diversity and inclusion team researched what's happening on the job and why many blacks are not satisfied.
Millions more COVID vaccines are on the way to Africa. President Biden, in a White House meeting with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, announced 17 more million of the Johnson & Johnson are destined for the African Union, with 2 million specifically for Kenya. The U.S. has already donated 50 million doses to Africa. And finally, this month in 1966, 2 college students in Oakland, California, Bobby Seale and Huey Newton, formed a group to meet the needs of the black community. The group, the Black Panther Party. The party offered services like legal aid, food, housing, education, and health care. In Oakland, a celebration and commemoration, a film festival, healing circle, and an exhibition of Black Panther archives and art are among the events to celebrate the movement started 55 years ago. I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hulu. If you love an investigative thriller, don't miss Hulu's new original series, Dopesick, from executive producer Danny Strong and starring Michael Keaton. Discover how one company triggered the worst drug epidemic in American history and then tried to cover it up. See how it all began in the boardrooms of Big Pharma, ravaged small-town America, and made its way to the DEA. Watch Dopesick now on Hulu, with new episodes every Wednesday.
I'm Mike Stevens.
And I'm Vanessa Tyler, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
It's empowering. It's exactly it. That's exactly what it is. It's a lot of my liberties and my freedoms are taken.
The cheers are for a wrongfully convicted black man in Kansas City, Kansas, who was able to vote for the first time last year after being freed from prison. He was sent to prison at 17 and spent 23 years locked up before his name was cleared. One of the officers involved in his wrongful conviction, now retired, Roger Golubsky. Federal prosecutors have launched a criminal grand jury investigation into Golubsky. He's not been charged, but CNN reports the allegations are he exploited and terrorized black residents for decades, including black women.
Wisconsin is being called the worst in the nation when it comes to African Americans being incarcerated. The Black Information Network's Julius White explains.
A higher percentage of the state's black population is serving time in Wisconsin than in any other state. A new nationwide survey found the home address for one out of every 36 black residents in that state is a state prison, and there are more than 24 there. On the other hand, the state with the lowest rate of black incarceration is Massachusetts, with 1 in 200 African Americans locked up. Julius White on the Black Information Network.
2 small kids in Indiana are recovering after accidentally being given adult COVID vaccines instead of the flu shot. Their parents brought them to a Walgreens to get their annual flu shot, but about an hour and a half after they left, a pharmacist called and told the parents the bad and shocking news. Right now, the Pfizer vaccine is the only one that has been approved for emergency use on kids 12 to 15 years old, and the company is testing out a smaller dosage on kids ages 5 to 11. But these youngsters got the full adult doses. They are experiencing side effects, so the family is consulting with a pediatric cardiologist and probably their lawyer, too.
More COVID effects on jobs. Now Oregon is dropping the bachelor degree requirement to be a substitute teacher. There's a shortage of educators as schools return to in-person learning, so the temporary measure will allow school districts to put in place emergency substitute teaching licenses. The short-term license would allow the applicant to only work in the district sponsoring them. Applicants might be a college student, a school volunteer, or even a parent with extra time on their hands. A similar shortage in California is forcing the state to reconsider rules about letting teachers come back to work shortly after they've retired.
What is it with one black man and reptiles? First, Abdul G. Malik was seen on viral video catching an alligator in a trash can after it wandered onto his property. Now the Army combat veteran has captured a big snake, and this time the animal was inside his home. Like the gator, he trapped it and returned it to the wild. For more on these stories and international, national, state, and local news affecting the black community, listen to the Black Information Network on the iHeartRadio app. I'm Mike Stevens with Vanessa Tyler on your home for 24/7 news, the Black Information Network.
This episode is brought to you by WynnBET Sportsbook and Casino. WynnBET is live in Michigan, and they have what you need to win. Just download the WynnBET app or visit WYNNBET.com and enter the promo code SPOTIFY to get up to $1,000 toward a risk-free sports bet. Download, bet, win. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in Michigan. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Your money on the Black Information Network.
A gas buddy analyst expects gas prices to continue to rise in the coming days. Patrick DeHaan said multiple factors like issues with the U.S. supply chain and the natural gas issue in Europe will see the price of oil keep rising. DeHaan said for those who wish to buy unleaded gas because the price of premium is higher, he urges them to not go against their car manufacturer, but some models are able to take the unleaded gas. He added that people should not freak out and there is enough gas available for everyone in the U.S. President Biden is trying to get a handle on bottlenecks involving the shipment of goods to the U.S. Meantime, Best Buy CEO Corey Barry tells the Today Show her company is in a good position because her industry has been dealing with these throughout the pandemic.
We're actually in a relatively good inventory position. There's always a few spotty things in consumer electronics, like gaming consoles or a certain phone. That always happens. But broadly, I mean, we're going into the holiday with 20% more inventory than we had 2 years ago, 50% more than last year.
Speaking at the White House, the president noted that the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach are running 24/7 operations in an effort to reduce supply ship traffic jams.
That's the potential to be a game changer.
The West Coast ports account for 40% of the shipping containers entering the U.S. Money news at 24 and 54 minutes past each hour. I'm Julius White on the Black Information Network.
Hi, this is Allie Wentworth, host of Go Ask Allie. My listeners want more, so we are digging in. It's real, it's honest, open, and unexpected, and sometimes amusing.
He told me you chased him with a butcher knife and tried to cut off his penis, but that's his version and everybody has a different.
Everybody has two sides of every story.
Exactly.
All new episodes of Go Ask Allie release every Thursday. Listen to Go Ask Allie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Download the BIN Daily Update every morning on the iHeartRadio app.
A serious crisis is developing between Taiwan and China. Please monitor our Facebook group. The staff at News Source 1, Michiana, will keep you abreast of the latest developments.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The world will be watching to see if the U.S. will lead again, to see if the U.S. will cooperate with other nations and deliver on its international climate commitments.
The president of the Sierra Club, Ramon Cruz, is looking for President Joe Biden to walk into upcoming climate talks with historic investments in his briefcase. The president and first lady will travel to Europe in 2 weeks for the COP26 summit. where global leaders will discuss ambitious climate action, including the administration's goal of cutting U.S. carbon emissions in half by 2030. National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy contends intensifying natural disasters are proof of just how high the stakes are.
And I'm not just talking about how we hand our children a future that we're proud of, but right here and right now, we have to protect our health. We have to protect our homes and our communities. We have to figure out how to work now if we hope to have success in shaping a sustainable future.
Before the summit, Biden will travel to the Vatican to meet with Pope Francis to discuss human rights and ending the pandemic. A bipartisan panel studying potential reforms to the Supreme Court says there are considerable risks to expanding the number of justices. Preliminary findings said court packing could undermine the high court's legitimacy and lead to a continuous cycle of future expansions. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot will hold political strategist Steve Bannon in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena. Committee Chair Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson said the committee will use every tool at its disposal to get the information it requests.
We need to know minute by minute how January 6th unfolded. We need to understand how the rotten lie behind January 6th has continued to spread and feed the forces that would undermine American democracy.
Bannon's lawyer advised the panel his client will not provide testimony or documents until the committee reaches an agreement with former President Donald Trump over executive privilege or a court weighs in on the matter. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the chamber will vote next week on whether to debate a new election reform bill aimed at countering the growth of state-level Republican voting restrictions. Schumer warned Republicans failure to advance the legislation would prompt him to find a way to move it forward without them. The November general election is just around the corner, and the Virginia governor's race is in the national spotlight, with Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin neck and neck. Jim Dow with Virginia AARP hopes voters will turn out.
After what we've seen in this country over the last however many years, where we've become increasingly divided, and hopefully by looking at elections as an opportunity to evaluate candidates based on their positions, their policy solutions, I think we'll find as a people that there's a lot more that unites us than divides us.
I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support accuracy and transparency online at publicnewsservice.org.
This is News Source 1 Michiana, Elkhart, South Bend.
Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Let us read Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, Lord. May your love and faithfulness always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head and my heart fails within me. Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me. May all who want to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who long for your saving help always say, the Lord is great. But as for me, I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. You are my God. Do not delay. This week, my family and I had to face a truly distressing situation. The details are unnecessary for you to know, but I bring up my own distress because I know you get it. We all get it. We have and we will face moments of great difficulty and disaster, misery and misfortune, hardship and heartbreak. And maybe today you're sliding down into the slimy pit. Perhaps it's a parenting pit. And you grieve and groan over the path that your child has taken. You tried to turn them, but you cannot change their heart, what they love and live for. Or maybe it's the muck and mire of marriage, and you can't discern where the disconnect happened. Or the medical exam you just had reveals the fragility of your future. Or maybe you've taken a huge financial hit, or your life's work's been just shattered. If you're in the midst of meltdown, if you're crying, "Be pleased to save me, Lord. Come quickly, Lord, to help me," verse 13, then Psalm 40 is a help in the storm. David shows us the way forward in Psalm 40. David shows us the way forward. Notice that David first remembers how God has delivered him in the past. Verse 2, David says, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God." Friends, the way forward begins with remembering God's mighty deliverances in the past. When Israel was about to enter the Promised Land after 40 years of wandering, you know what God said to them? "Remember, remember, remember what I've done in the past, how I delivered you from Egypt and slavery." See Deuteronomy chapter 6 through 9. So the way forward is first to remember God's faithfulness in the past, and then to trust God's faithfulness to do what He's promised in the future. Listen to verse 11. "May your love and faithfulness always protect me." That's what gives us hope, not only for ourselves, but for others. Verse 3, he says, "Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him." We look forward to the future in hope that many of those dear ones, whose lives are train wrecks right now, will one day have their eyes open and will turn to God in faith and repentance. How do we face the present when the pain and predicament are so much? Friends, the way forward is looking both ways, past and future, and seeing that God is faithful. "But Joel, my life has been so rough. What has God ever done for me in the past?" My friend, David's greater son would take verses 7 and 8 to his lips and say, "Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart." 2,000 years ago, friend, Jesus said, "Here I am. Come to fulfill what was written in the scrolls of the Old Testament." Jesus is the only human to ever had God's law in his heart. And he came into our world of pain and heartache, and he descended into hell on the cross, that old rugged cross where he gave his life to deliver us from slavery to the devil. And Jesus conquered our last great enemy, death, when he was raised from the dead on that first Easter morning. And he calls all of us to trust in his great victory then in the past, and to look forward to the great day when he will return to bring in the new heavens and a new earth. Look both ways, my friend, and remember who you are and who you belong to.